Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Oh, my God. Josh Wolf in the studio. We got a new studio, brother. You still got your zoo glasses on, man. All right. I got to turn your mic on here. Hang on. Which mic is that now?
Number five.
Five, okay.
We don't know. No one has ever used that microphone before.
You're the first.
Yeah. Is that right?
Right. Oh, we moved in a month ago.
You're popping that Mike's cherry right there.
You're the first live comedian. Anybody but us four have been in here. It's just been you.
I'm in the hat and beard group here.
Yeah, you are.
We are the worst boy band ever. Look at that. Who's the Timberlake of this group?
We'd be the oldest. We'd be the oldest boy band.
Right. Yeah.
Puss has no beard. He can't
be in
the band.
I'd like to think all of us are Timberlake.
There's a little Timberlake in all of us.
We're a bunch of Timberlakes in this morning.
Please welcome Hat and Beard.
Yeah, the Timberlakes. Hey, we're more like the Fatones. Look at us.
The MILFs will dig. The MILFs will dig the show. Welcome. Good to see you, man.
Yeah, it's great to be here. You guys are in a new studio?
New gig. New digs. Big new office building. Yeah, it's all different. It's all brand new, so it's kind of cool.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it is cool, man.
I mean, how many people have you had?
Nobody.
No one.
We've been here a month. We've been in the studio a month.
Yeah, you're it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Rob Little was in our studio, the old studio, right after we thought people were still all going to get the vaccine. It was cool early summer, and then people decided not to get the vaccine because they're freaking idiots.
Yeah.
So then we shut it down completely for a couple months. We moved here, and I follow you on social media. I realize you're not dumb, and you got the vaccine, and you're smart about it. And I said, we got to have Josh in here because he's cool. And you're the first one back, man.
And here we are. Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Listen, I just want to let you guys know, just feel a little tickle in my throat, but I think I'm okay.
It's fine.
I think I'm good, though. I think it's just a little, just fine. So.
Well, stay as far away from me as you are right now. I know you're close to Nick. So
we made out last night.
We made out last night anyway. Why didn't you tell us before you made out with us this morning?
Can't kiss and tell.
Yeah, no, it's really nice.
Josh at the Funny Bone this weekend, tonight and tomorrow. I'm coming out tomorrow night to see you, by the way, so I'm looking forward to it.
I'm excited, man.
You've been out every week since the vaccine happened. How long have you been out? Since about then?
I mean, I'm out, since the vaccines. Okay. I've been out, and not every weekend, but enough.
Yeah.
And I like being on stage,
I know you do.
Yeah. And
how long did you go? Did you do any drive-in theaters back last summer?
I did some Zoomy stuff.
Oh, okay, Zoom, but I mean, that didn't feel the same, right?
Is that less?
No.
Oh, no, you did the Zoom stuff. I clicked on it. You were high as hell on most of those.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. Like, people were like, are you ready to, can you do some Zoom comedy? I said, here's a couple things I can't guarantee. I'm just at my house. I've been at my house for a bunch of months. Right. I can't guarantee that I'm not going to be high.
Right.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And I honestly, because I always wanted to, you hear the Zoom with pants off?
Right.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to try a couple of these. And there was one where I was high and just forgot my angles.
And yet, you were naked or underwear?
Underwear.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Although,
you've got the angle of the thing?
As a joke for my wife's birthday, October 1st, I posted a list of pictures of me, right? And one was me peeing in the background when she was taking a picture in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just the tip of my junk, you could see the tip of my junk, you know, when I was peeing.
Yeah.
And my wife was like, are you going to post that? I was like, I just want to see how long it takes Instagram to take it down.
Okay, it should.
Yeah.
And well, they probably zoom in pretty much to see it, right?
Here's the thing.
can you zoom in that much anyway?
It was weird. I zoomed in with my mouth. Are you supposed to do that?
Then I couldn't see it. Yeah. I couldn't see it. My lips opened it up, and I couldn't see it.
I told her, I said, not everyone's going to zoom in. Like, not everyone's a pervert, right? Right,
yeah.
2 minutes.
Yeah.
Two minutes. But in those 2 minutes, I had a bunch of comments. And that's, by the way, that screen grab has made it back to me a couple times. Like, did you know your junk was out? That's like, it's so funny to me.
You got to show it to me during a break. I act like I haven't seen the picture, just the junk.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I meant.
We've noticed when you post pictures on social media, people tend to comment more on the background. They really parse it out.
They really dissect it.
And they really overanalyze it. And then they give you nice shoes. They comment on something.
I had one once, a nice dog bed.
Yeah.
I mean, I took a picture of the TV and my dog bed was over there and the dog wasn't even in it. Nice dog bed? What the hell?
So they're looking
they
at the background.
They have nothing else to say.
Yeah. Just a...
It's so...
Nice head of your penis.
Yeah. By the way, when people were... I was just like, thank you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but you know, it's never, never women who know this.
No.
It's
no.
never... Can it's I tell never. You, in college, we used to play a game called Hang Brains. And so you would walk into a bar with just your nuts out.
Really?
And so, and this was during a time where, you know, instead of going to jail, people were just like, come on, man.
Yeah.
You know? You know what I mean?
So, how's that work exactly? You unzip your pants and take your nuts
just
out.
Just your nuts. So it's called Hang Brains.
Okay.
And so the game was three or four of us would walk into a bar.
Now, did you have t-shirts on so they weren't covering them?
Yeah, just out. And the last person who got their nuts noticed got free drinks for the night. It was never women who noticed.
I would have noticed right away.
It was always a dude who was like, hey, bro, your nuts are out. And I was like, yeah. And they said it like you didn't know. Hey, bro, your nuts are out. Never once was
it. So it was just a bar patron that would notice? Nobody would say, sir, please put your nuts back in?
No, it was just a dude. No, because...
It's a college bar.
Yeah, okay. Right, college bar. Right. And the truth of the matter is... Nuts. You know the pay, yeah.
Nobody cares.
Nuts
yeah,
are
nobody.
Out all no, the time.
Plus, you're going to put your nuts back in and spend $40 on booze. So you're right.
It was a different time.
All right.
You probably told me this already, but where'd you go to college?
I went to school in San Antonio at a place called Trinity.
Okay.
Was it a Catholic school?
It was not a Catholic school.
It's just called Trinity, though.
Yeah. I will say it was the first. Okay. So I'm not sure my college roommate had ever met a Jew before.
Okay. Got it.
And I went to his house for Thanksgiving. And
it's not a religious school at all. It's called Trinity.
Yeah, in West Texas. It might have been originally, but it wasn't when I got it.
Got it.
And so I went to visit his family in West Texas.
Right.
And we were there for Thanksgiving, and his mom called me into the kitchen and said, excuse me. I just want to make sure you're totally happy here. I said, thank you. Mm-hmm. She said, I just need to know a couple things. I said, go ahead. She said, can Jews eat potatoes? And I was like, yeah.
Potatoes.
We do potatoes.
Who would ask that?
We do potatoes.
Jews eat potatoes.
Jews eat potatoes. And then it was such a crazy dance around the table.
Right.
Because I had one person say, I didn't know you people celebrated Thanksgiving. I was like, you know, it's not a religious holiday.
No,
right? Like,
some people don't.
It's for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
it's not religious at all.
Yeah. It's not religious at all.
People are praying over their damn turkey. It ain't religious.
Yeah. But it was I loved that school.
Yeah.
I remember they had never seen or heard, had the threat of snow.
Were you a non, my roommate in college is Jewish too. But he was also just a regular dude, didn't care. He ate ham and everything. He didn't follow any of that.
You were a non-practicer.
Right. In fact, he would eat ham around other Jews he knew to piss him off. It was great.
Yeah. Man. How about this? I married a Catholic.
Right.
And so we needed a rabbi and a priest for our wedding. And I was
into a bar.
Yeah. I was like, how am I going to find a rabbi? And we were at a party, one of my friends' Christmas parties. And she goes, I got the perfect guy for
it. I love that a Jew couldn't find a rabbi.
I couldn't find a rabbi because she wanted to get married before sundown on Saturday.
Oh.
Also.
And they're busy that day.
Well, it's the Sabbath.
Can't do anything.
Right,
yeah.
Before sundown. And so, but this was a specific time. She wanted to get married, and I needed to find somebody who was okay flying to New Orleans. And so I'm at a Christmas party in L.A., and the person goes, I got the perfect rabbi for you. I go, who? And she goes, that guy right there. Just a dude sitting at a table eating a plate of ham.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk over to him. I go, hey. And he's eating the ham. I go, yeah. He goes, yeah. I go, you a rabbi? And he goes, yeah. And I introduce myself. I go, you're eating ham? And he goes, delicious, right? And I was like, yeah, all right. I said, you're probably going to marry us. We went out with him and his wife the night after just to get to know him,
right.
Him and a bunch of people. He and his wife, full on dirty dancing at the karaoke bar. Oh, let me add, his Catholic wife. And I was like, yeah, man.
All right, perfect.
Right. He opened our wedding because we had our wedding in New Orleans.
Right.
He opened our wedding with, shalom, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Shalom, y'all.
Now, you don't practice. Does your wife practice the Catholicism crap? Sorry, my wife, she was born.
No, if she was a practicer, she probably
wouldn't have married a Jew.
Yeah.
Or she would have made him convert. I see a lot
that's
of that.
Right. Yeah.
People
made
converting.
Him. Yeah.
We're not, look,
not
you know,
religious.
We believe in, we're more spiritual.
Right.
We believe in something bigger,
right.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I also like, the Catholic, I went to one of the weddings. You know, they're it takes a long time, whatever they're doing.
They gotta have mass.
They're taking a long time.
I was a groomsman in a couple Catholic weddings.
They can't just cut to the chase.
Yeah. I already hope this marriage fails.
Right.
Like if you throw a gender reveal party, I already hate your kid. This is your fault.
Well, now that I think about it, most of the Catholic weddings we've gone to have failed.
I've been in a couple. No, I was the best man in a Catholic wedding once.
Okay, and that
took forever, man. No. They're divorced. No, they were together for a while, but they're divorced.
I don't think it has anything to do with Catholic.
No, it does.
It has everything to do with about 50% right. of them end up in divorce anyway.
You think the priest would want the ceremony to be over so he could go rail kids?
Yeah.
That's what we do. That's how we feel about Catholic religion on this show. Nick, that didn't come out of nowhere by Nick.
Yeah,
that's
no.
Our running bit is they should concentrate more on their priest railing kids.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
it's a big deal.
It's a valid point.
It's a big deal. And nobody yells at us for that stance.
Yeah.
You guys should stop talking about... you're right.
Yeah. I got nothing.
Josh Wolf is a funny bone this weekend. Boss, what's the funny bone website there?
That would be omaha.funnybone.com.
All right. Colleen's with us, too. She'd come in after the
break. Yeah, I got to go grab
her
a chair.
Get her a chair, yeah.
Yeah.
Funny Bone tonight and tomorrow night, Josh Wolf. And with us live in the studio, this is a live show.
Right. And our first in-studio Jew since we've moved here.
ISJ.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.